Brian McDowell. I'm a director and spokesman for the Alliance of British Drivers.
We've got these figures suggesting that Kent County Council has rejected a large number of compensation claims on the grounds that they're planning to make good the defective roads at some point in the future. What do you think about that?
I'm not entirely surprised. Obviously, KCC does have a legal responsibility to inspect the roads, but in so many cases, once that inspection is carried out and any safety critical faults noted, then there is no need to revisit the road until the next inspection.
Do you get the impression that this is kind of being used as a way of curbing the number of claims?
I think it can have that effect. As long as the inspection meets its own standards, then they can quite legally claim that they've satisfied the legal responsibilities, and it will reduce claims. Certainly, KCC vigorously examines any compensation claims, and the number of successful claims has been going down. If every pothole resulted in a claim for damage, they would be bankrupt. However, I do feel that it would be a more honest approach to say to government that, bearing in mind the amount of motoring taxes that you raise across the country, a much fairer proportion should be put into highways maintenance, and that potholes are no more than a sticking plaster approach to road maintenance.